From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the flu vaccine shortage leaves U.S. doctors and their patients stuck. First, the lead. Today in Congress, the bill to overhaul U.S. intelligence services for the post-9/11 era comes before the House of Representatives. The House will vote on it tomorrow, but this is not the same intelligence overhaul that the Senate approved last night. That bipartisan version, which passed by a vote of 96-2, will not even be offered as an alternative in the House. NPR's Andrea Seabrook is with us to explain why. Welcome, Andrea. And first off, is this the legislation that Congress came up with as a response to the 9/11 Commission report and the recommendations this summer? Is that what this is?
Yes, it is, Alex. It creates a new Office of National Intelligence Director as well as a counterterrorism center. The new NID would be responsible for the budgets and agencies across the federal government outside of the military. This begins to respond to the idea the 9/11 Commission brought up that there wasn't enough coordination across intelligence agencies. Another interesting point in that Senate bill is that right now when Congress passes a budget, the amount of money spent on various intelligence programs is classified. That would be declassified if the Senate bill were to become law. Greater transparency is the point here. And it would create something new called a Civil Liberties Board that would keep eyes on possible infringements of citizens' rights as counterterrorism measures at home are tightened up.
So that's what the Senate passed last night.
Yes, that's the Senate version. The House will vote on its own bill that came out of a very different process on the House side. They're going to start taking that up and debating it today.
And how is it different?
It's in some ways the same. It's got the National Intelligence Director. It's got the Counterterrorism Policy Center. But it was drafted with little to no input by the minority Democrats on the House side. That's an extremely sharp contrast to the process in the Senate, which had been hailed as a great bipartisan victory in this day of snarky politics. And so the House bill goes much farther on things like control of federal authorities over tracking people inside the United States, stricter immigration controls, things that the Republicans in the House side say are important to protecting American people, and that the Democrats liken to the Patriot Act, the controversial powers that were passed after September 11th that they worry infringe on American civil rights.
Andrea, if the House bill does pass, how are they going to reconcile these and get something to President Bush?
Alex, that's the showdown that's set up by the House Republicans here. By not working with the Senate at all or the House Democrats, the Republicans are setting up a difficult fight with their counterparts when they get together to iron out these kinks and eventually send one bill that's the same to the president.
That means we'll be speaking to you more in the days to come. Thank you, Andrea Seabrook.
You're welcome, Alex.